hear us then at 91.5 FM.
Town with Mikey D, Heaven's Ear, each and every Wednesday. And we've got the Doug McDonald Band as our guest. We've got High Karate celebrating their CD release party. We'll be talking to them in a little bit. And right now, let's start things off with something from our Live from Studio D Best of compilation, which came out about a couple of years ago. This is The Sift with Within You, Without You. 91.5 WMFO, you're on the town with Mikey D.
Thank you. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps.
We got this. This'll be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Come around. girl's really kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? You and me were meant to be, but I gotta know right now.
Till we discounted 10%, 10% off. But it's not in the front, and they don't have it in back. So sold out is all it will cost. You're lost in the parking lot, can't find your car. You curse that they all look the same. Slipped in a puddle of slush, then decided to sit in it like you're insane. Cause it won't be Christmas this year till we've all turned black and blue. But it's well worth the wear and the tear to spend Christmas with you. Certificates purchased with love, like a French fry and hamburger dream. So when you get hungry, then sick to your stomach, then stop and think of me. And I hope it reminds you that I tried to find you some beautiful, shiny new things. But I started to miss you and wanted to kiss you much more than anything.
We'll be right back. Yeah, that was Gymnasium with the Vanity. We are in the studio with
Chris from High Karate.
Oh, wait a minute.
Chris.
We're not hearing you. Chris, say again.
Chris from High Karate.
How you doing, Chris?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. So what brings you to WMFO here?
Well, you brought us down here, which
that's
is great.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. We have a show coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and where's that going to be?
It's down in Providence at Fett Music Hall. It is part of the 7th Rail Crew reunion weekend, so they're doing a bunch of shows with the Espresso Bar reunion,
yeah.
Bunch of great bands getting together. Also playing with Bloodline Theory, Joint Damage, On Your Deathbed.
Can you give me a little back? I'm not really familiar with that venue.
Sure, sure. So FET is in North Providence. Yeah. Providence is actually really exploding as far as music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great venues down there, AS220, of course, the old Lupos.
Yeah.
But FET's been booking some really good shows lately.
What was that club down there that everybody used to get stabbed at?
Oh, we were just talking about it last night. Our drummer knew the name.
Yeah.
Is it the Met?
No, it was another club. I can't think of the name of it. But I remember you'd always read, in Providence.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. No, I can't remember, but...
What?
The living room.
Thank you. Ooh,
yeah.
Yay.
I saw Big Black there.
Miss Paul. Yeah. Miss Paula, come through for us.
Sorry, you got to be a geezer to know these.
Thank you, Paula.
You're welcome.
But yeah, we're playing Saturday. It's an all-ages show, which is great.
Yeah.
Starts at 7, so early doors because there's 5 bands.
Merchandise? Sold?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. I just saw actually 7th Rail Crew was putting up their t-shirts online tonight and they're pretty hot.
Yeah. So. And there'll be a merch table, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. We have stickers, shirts, all kinds of good stuff.
If people are not familiar, give us a little background of the band and your CDs out.
Sure, sure.
So, and what bands you might have come from.
Yep, of course. So a varied influence. Our singer, Ken Smith, he's from Nelset. Gangster Bitch Barbie.
Oh, yeah, I remember the name.
Yep.
Hard to forget that one.
Hard to forget, and he knows that. our bass player, Brendan Cheever, played in Controlled Aggression and Dr. Buchenheimer, and
okay.
They're actually doing a reunion as well. funny, Brendan's playing our show. We're playing second slot, packing his gear and driving up to Worcester to play, I think they're playing Rouse with Buchenheimer for the reunion.
Do you play Worcester at all?
We haven't yet. We used to quite a bit.
Yeah, I just wonder how the scene. I know there's Ralph's out there, and the place that used to be that British club name where the Stones played.
What yeah, the it? Cove.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Yep. So they're under new management. I honestly have to admit, I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
Since it's been redesigned, but I hear it's really good. They've done a nice job redesigning it.
Yeah.
My friend Eric used to own it. He did a great job keeping the scene alive out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely on our docket, but it's taken us a while to get this band together.
Yeah.
Rich Maliska, who may show up in a few minutes, from the Missionaries.
Okay, we'll throw a line out there.
Yeah, I see him maybe walking around the window, I'm not sure. And then Liam McCabe is our drummer, and he comes from a band called Moons. He shared a room with a band called Cave-In here locally.
And I take it a lot of those bands have their own CDs out and stuff?
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. And Ken... Like I said, Nelset just did a bunch of reunion shows as well, so those were well received.
Yeah.
So that was good. We just recorded in Framingham, Red 13 Media with Jim Foster.
How would that go?
Excellent. Awesome. So we've got an official demo finally. People were asking for music from us for a while.
Excellent.
You can only grow your audience so far when people are just stopping by your rehearsal room. beyond the 8 or 10 people that would hang out there.
I hear you on that one.
Yeah. So yeah. Now we've got the whole SoundCloud thing going, Facebook, the social media, the web, and we're booking shows. We did the Freedom Festival.
There you go.
Question 4 Festival. but yeah, that was a great experience too.
And that was on the Common?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was a lot of fun. And we've got some more gigs coming up. I think we might play here in a couple of months.
Oh, that'd be good. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I was talking to Joel about that.
Yeah.
And then we've got some gigs at the Midway coming up as well.
It never hurts to have gigs.
No, not at all.
I like the guys down in the Midway. Great bunch of guys down there.
Yep, we've got some great local music spots here too.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And you said that... what is the release date on your CD, you're thinking?
So we were doing soft released. We've actually been knowing that the interwebs is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're just releasing this for free. We're, you know, obviously we're a new band. We're getting together. We've got a lot of great, mature, old New England players.
Yeah.
But we've been actually throwing out the songs online.
Okay.
And we do a cool little video for each one the last few weeks. And we've got two more we're releasing over the next couple of weeks. But we've printed off a bunch. We're going to, you know, give them away at the shows and whatnot and just start building a building an audience.
Okay. Do you want to hear a tune off
sure.
of the CD? And why don't you give us a little intro into that, what that tune's name and what's about?
Sure. So I think I had the third one coming up, which
yeah.
is Set It For... I'm sorry, Swallow Me Whole.
Okay. FCC
yes.
Clean,
yes,
hopefully.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
FCC Clean, no swears.
Okay.
What is it about? I have no idea. You have to ask Ken.
Okay.
I just work here.
It could be about food consumption. Okay, we're going to give that a shot from High Karate.
Bastard! My sin is faction!
Yeah, that was High Karate. Give us a little insight on that tune.
Yeah, so I called that Swallow Me Whole. That was my bad. I wasn't looking at it. That's called Set It, Forget It.
Yeah.
And like I was saying at the break, we do a lot of tip of our hat, a nod to our 70s and 80s and riffs and just growing up in that era.
Yeah, was any particular guitarist or band really influential when you were a kid and the light bulb went off and you go, I have to buy a guitar, Mom and Dad?
All right. I mean,
and they said, oh, God, it's not the drums.
I grew up, I'm the youngest of nine kids.
Yeah.
And so my brothers were older. They're, you know, hippies, grew up in the 70s. They had giant afros like this big. And I'm making a big hand signal with my hands. but, you know, I grew up listening to Deep Purple and the Stones and, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, one of my brothers put on like Johnny Winter, and then we got into the Tubes and stuff like that. Then I had a brother into punk rock, and all of a sudden, this weird band, Black Sabbath, came out. It was like, that's spooky. Everybody on, you know, online listening's like, yeah, we know Black Sabbath. We had the same thing happen to us.
I love White Punk's song Dope.
Yes.
One of my favorite songs.
Oh, my God. So great.
And Johnny Winter and version of the Stones song there, I can't think of the name of the song, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yep.
Oh man, is that high octane?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that. I mean, that is the best version.
Right.
I considered.
So I think we try and capture a little bit of that 70s sound. Like we try and lay back in the pocket a little bit, not try and be up front on the beat too much, and get that laid back, kind of groovy, stonery sound.
Yeah.
But I think you made the point too. We were talking during the song. We try and put a modern spin on it too.
Yes.
So it's like you said, you know, 70s meets modern, and that's what we're kind of stretching for.
What is the old acronym? Is like give them something familiar, but put a different twist on it or something. Give them something they can latch onto, but then take it someplace special.
Right. Exactly. I was thinking lipstick on a pig.
A chapstick at least. you have to excuse me.
No worries. It's the season.
It's the season for me all year long, unfortunately. So, I take the band all has different influences also, and they bring that into the form of the band.
Yeah, yeah. So we started forming this band, you know, Rich, who played in Missionaries, Rich Melissa.
Yeah. I have, what shirt do I have on?
You have the Missionaries shirt. I just texted him, like, you better get here. But so he and I, we connected. We played in bands that gigged together. I always had great respect for his guitar playing.
Yeah.
So I didn't have anything going on. I called him, said, hey, you want to get something going on? He said, sure. So we started this, it was almost a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it's taken us this long to get this great group of guys together.
A previous band for you?
I was in Mad Pedestrian.
Okay.
Punk rock metal band. We toured around New England, did all the old The Rat and all that good stuff back in the days.
Yeah, that was quite the club.
Yeah, exactly.
When you go in and there wasn't a physical toilet there, it was just a hole in the floor.
Right. And then I put it down for a while. I had kids.
Yeah.
I had a lot going on with work. But got the itch a couple of years ago and picked this up.
Hopefully you have a family that's supportive of the music.
They're tolerant.
that's good enough.
Yes. This is not my wife's genre. Or my son's.
Yeah.
But my 2-year-old dances to it, so that's good.
One of my good friends, Jim Melanson, posted a picture of his Marshall stacks. He goes, my kids look at this and call me a nerd. it's kind of sad, but...
Should they call it till I'm there?
But it's been great getting back to it. You know, we've got a lot of great connections and friends in the local scene, so that's been fun to reconnect and set up some shows with them as well.
Gotta keep the flame going.
Yeah, exactly. Chuck French from Woven Hand, Planes Mistaken for Stars. He, Rich, myself, all played together back in the day. I think he's listening from Denver. We've got Ken McKay from Oxblood Forge. He's been a great friend, and we're playing some gigs with them. Curtis Caswell from Onera up in Portsmouth, another great local band, but all good guys you should check out.
Okay, definitely. If people want to find you, Do you have websites or Facebooks or Twitters
yes.
or stuff like that? Why don't you tell us where they are?
Sure. HighKarateBand.com. Easy.
Yeah.
And you can find everything from there.
There you go. Would you like to hear one more tune off this disc?
Certainly.
Which number?
Let's go with number 2, which is Village People. And it's no offense to anyone. It's purely mumbo-jumbo, but the words fit together, unless Ken wants to call in and correct me.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to hear a second track, and again, it's called?
Village People by
okay.
High Karate.
Okay, here we go. That was High Karate.
Ask,
Village People.
Last name.
We are back on the air.
Hello.
I don't think your mic is in the profile here. You might have to share a mic with this gentleman over here.
Hi, Chris. I was just wondering what's your last name so I can tag you in these photos.
It's Prendergast with a P.
Oh.
Oh, like Tom Pendergast.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Like Teddy.
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 Yes.
Oh, I see.
And like Tom.
Yes. Yes, there you go.
Tom is my brother. He is.
He is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, from right here in Somerville.
Yes. Yeah, he plays classical music.
Oh, different Tom. But I'll give him credit.
Acoustic?
No.
Oh, okay. Different guy.
He plays golf.
Oh, well, you know, that's almost like playing guitar. He can be a hit. Okay, to kind of wrap things up here, I want to go over again, talk about your CD and where you're playing and how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, so Hi Karate just recorded our demo. We're releasing it really online. If you go to HiKarateBand.com, you can find all the links out there. We're playing this Saturday, FET Music Hall in Providence. We're participating in the 7th Rail Crew Reunion Weekend, so look for us at that gig this Saturday. Like I said, it's all ages. So especially if you're a student, you're underage, you're looking for things to do, it's a great opportunity to come down and boogie.
Yeah.
And we've got some gigs coming up in the spring, and we might be playing here live, too.
Hi, kids. You heard it here. You heard the music. You must go enjoy this music. I encourage you all to go out and see Hi Karate. It's great having you here, and we hope to hear you here in the future. We hope to have you back.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate you're welcome.
It. Humbled.
Yeah, you're welcome. This is WMFO in Medford. We're going to continue on the music, and pretty soon we'll have Miss Paula doing her concert report, and we have Doug McDonald Band live in Studio D a little bit later.
Hiya.
Here you go.
Night, it's good to smell the ocean.